The World This Week. Politics.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan warned India not to attack his country in retaliation for a suicide bombing in Kashmir that killed 40 Indian security personnel, the worst attack on security forces in the region in 30 years of conflict. A militant group based in Pakistan said it was responsible. As tensions mounted between the two arch rivals, a gun battle between police and suspected militants killed 9 people in a village in Kashmir.
Amid the hostilities, Saudi Arabia's crown prince and de facto leader, Mohammed bin Salman, visited Pakistan and India, where he promised large investment deals. The Saudi foreign minister offered to help ease tensions between the two neighbours, underscoring the Saudis' newfound confidence on the world stage.
A fire broke out in the Chowk Bazar district of Dhaka, Bangladesh's capital, killing scores of people. Poor safety regulations have led to hundreds of people being killed in building fires in recent years. Nigeria delayed its presidential election by a week after officials said they had not managed to distribute ballot papers and other voting materials in time for the scheduled date of February 16th. The delay is expected to reduce voter turnout, as many people had to travel to their home districts in order to cast their ballots.
South Africa's government pledged 69 billion rand, that's $4.9 billion, to prop up Eskom, a state-owned power utility that is close to bankruptcy. Power cuts caused by poor maintenance have slowed economic growth.
Hundreds of civilians were evacuated from the last enclave held by Islamic State in eastern Syria. Kurdish-led forces, backed by America, have pushed the jihadists to the brink of defeat. A Kurdish commander urged Donald Trump to halt his plans to pull American soldiers out of Syria and called for up to 1,500 international troops to remain.
Poland withdrew from a Central European summit in Jerusalem after a dispute with Israel over how to characterise Poland's treatment of its Jewish community during the Second World War. Israel's acting foreign minister said Poles suckle anti-Semitism with their mother's milk.